ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 38. ఇత్థం ఋతిర్య గృషిదేవ జషావతారైః లోకాన్ విభావయసిహం సి జగత్ ప్రతీపాన్ ధర్మం మహాపురుష పాసి యుగానువృత్తం ఛన్న కలౌ యదభవ స్త్రియుగోథ సత్వం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as a supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in Triyuga's purport. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitab, he also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. There are four yugas or millenniums, Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. In all the yugas but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in Kali Yuga as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never asserted himself as such. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna, because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God, and therefore he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, in many Vedic literatures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tvishakrishnam Sangopanga Astra Parshadam యజ్ఞై సంకీర్తన ప్రాయై యజంతి సుమేధుష. ఇన్ కలియుగ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ మెన్ వర్షిప్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, హూజ్ ఆల్వేస్ అకంపనీడ్ బై హిస్ అసోసియేట్స్ సచ్ అస్ నిత్యానంద అద్వైత గదాధర్ అండ్ శ్రీవాస్. ద ఎంటైర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మూవ్మెంట్ ఈస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ ద సంకీర్తన మూవ్మెంట్ ఇనాగ్రేటెడ్ బై శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. He is Sumedhas, a person with substantial intelligence. So, I seek the blessings of all the devotees. This is a very important part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Narasimhadeva seeking protection, especially for all the fallen souls of this age. In his prayers, Prahlad Maharaj is specifically mentioning about giving benedictions so that so many souls who have forgotten Krishna can be protected and saved. And he also prays for his father, although he was tortured very much by his father repeatedly. So the prayers of devotees reveal the heart of such great souls, and the whole idea of these prayers is to invoke the Lord's mercy and blessings specifically upon others, as the devotees are paradukha dukhi. And so in this month of Damodar, as we are coming to an end, beautiful month of Damodar, Lord invokes the remembrance in his form as Bal Gopal, and we sing this Damodarashtakam every day, And that is a special benediction given by Sri Satyavrat Muni, as described in the Padma Puran. And these prayers are also very significant and important. So, since the month is coming to an end, I thought I'll just discuss about the Damodar Ashtakam, as described by Satyavrat Muni, and a few points connected to that. And how we can purify our existence by remembering this pastime of the Lord. So Satyavrat Muni says, Namami Ishwaram. So since this pastime is the pastime in Vrindavan of Vatsalya Bhav, so one may consider Krishna to be an ordinary child. Therefore, at the very beginning, he is clarifying that the descriptions in the further verses are not about an ordinary child. An ordinary child may also cry. He may also have various reciprocations with his mother. But these verses are not glorifying an ordinary child of this world. Therefore, it is described that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has two lakshanas. One is the Mukhya Lakshana, one is the Gauna Lakshana, primary and secondary characteristic. So the secondary characteristic may consist of so many things, like the beauty and other attractive features and everything. But the most important is the primary feature. So Satyavrat Muni is beginning his prayer in an authentic fashion by first mentioning the primary feature of the Supreme Lord, who is Ishwar. Namami Ishwaram. And another aspect of his primary feature is that he is Satchidananda Rupam. So Ishwaram means controller. So when someone looks at Krishna in his form as Bal Gopal, he may not think that he is the Ishwar. Like when Prabhupada first kept the photo of Narasingha Dev in 26 Second Avenue in the very initial years, in 1966-67. So many devotees did not know who this form is, who Narasingha Dev is. So when Prabhupada came the next day, he found that the photograph of Narasingha Dev is not there. So Prabhupada said, "Where is that photo?" And one devotee came and said that, "I have hidden it behind the altar. Because I thought when guests come and see that, they will become scared." And then Prabhupada explained that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His fierce form. So in order to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a fierce form is not very difficult, because He appears in that fashion. But if someone is in a very sweet, loving form, and to accept Him as Supreme is more difficult. Therefore He's saying, Namami Ishwaram. Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadhava Samadrasho Bhagavat Prapanna. When the Yamadutas return back after being defeated in the Ajami Leela, so they are completely bewildered, and they want to know from Yamaraj, "Who are you? We are serving you for so long, still we got defeated. We thought you are the Supreme." And he tells them, Yamaraj is considered to be like one of the most powerful authorities in this creation. And he is saying, Te Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadhavo Samadrusho. Even the greatest demigods are constantly glorifying that Supreme Lord. And He is my master also. Ta no pasidat harer gadayabhigupta. And what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu? Anyone who takes the name of Lord Vishnu, anyone is a devotee of Vishnu, never ever dare to approach them. And they say, why? Because harer gadayabhigupta, because anyone is a devotee of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu is personally carrying the gada in his hand and constantly circumambulating such a devotee, protecting personal security for all the devotees. Therefore, yesham vayam nachavaya prabhavam adande. And what to speak of you, even I cannot approach them, nor can Brahma, nor can Shiva, none of these greatest demigods can approach, because Lord Vishnu is personally providing the protection. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, in one of these verses of prayers of Yamaraj, about how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishwar. And he says that normally for conditioned souls of this world, Yamadutas are dangerous. But for Yamadutas, devotees are dangerous. Prabhupada says. Because the Supreme Lord Vishnu is directly protecting them. So therefore he says, Namami Ishwaram. And what is his form? Satchit Ananda Rupam. The Supreme Controller, he has a beautiful form which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So, this form is not ordinary and not mundane. He appears in different incarnations, but all of those forms are completely transcendental and spiritual. Like Bilwamangal Thakur glorifies the form of Varahadeva. Yadro marandra paripurti vidavadaksha varaha janmani babhuramis samudra. So this same Krishna appears as Varahadeva. And as Varahadeva, his form is considered to be so gigantic and so huge. Yad rom randri paripurti vidhavadaksha. What is the size of Lord Varaha? Just to give an idea. Lord Varaha's body is so gigantic that in one hair pore, one pore of his hair, of his skin, all of the ocean water can be poured in and still it will not overflow. That is the size of one hair follicle of Varahadeva. So can you imagine what is his size? Definitely can't be worshipped in a temple in a self-same form. Such huge, gigantic form. But that same Varahadeva is actually an expansion of Krishna. Tamanamanata Arvinda Drisham Yashoda Panir Dvayantam Snapayam Babhur. That same huge gigantic form of Varaha in his original form as Krishna. So Varahadeva is an expansion of Krishna. So if he is an expansion of Krishna, that means Krishna is the origin, and if Varahadeva's form is so huge, and all of the ocean waters, they cannot overflow in one skin pore. So one must think, if he's his origin, he must be so huge. But that same origin of Varahadeva in the form of Krishna, Yashodamai takes one bucket of water and pours it. So Bilwamangal Thakur is praying, what is this going on? Who can understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Anyway, to come to God is so difficult. And after coming here, you make it even more confusing and even more difficult. So naturally, you know, you cannot expect. Many times, you know, people have anyway fear of examinations. Anyway, nobody has any particular, you know, ecstasy writing an exam. But on top of that, if the paper is made even more complex and more bewildering, like in IIT, one of our lecturers, he would set a paper in such a way that the first question he would, you know, mention about certain parameters to be found out, and then question two he would say that the dimensions of this furnace will be the answer of question one, and then based on that you make the calculation, and then question three is based on answer of question two. So if you have not found the first two, then you can chant extra rounds. So then how do you get out of it? He'll give a handicap. If you come, then I will give you the answer of question 1 so that you can go to question 2, but minus 5. So anyway, there is not much attraction. But on top of that, if this kind of systems are there, then naturally nobody would want to come. So anyway, understanding God is so difficult. And then when Krishna appears in so many pastimes and so many leelas, and all of these tattvas are so difficult and intricate to understand, therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very easy by giving us the chanting of the holy name in this age of Kali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. सो देखे नित्यानंद प्रभु कहे भक्त गणे ए रूपे आगे नृत्य होबे ग्रामे ग्रामे. मैं नित्यानंद प्रभु सॉ द फर्स्ट संकीर्तन इन अलालनाथ. ही प्रेडिक्टेड दैट फॉर कलियुगा दिस इज द ओनली वे. अदरवाइज फिलोसफिकल डिस्कशंस आर एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट एंड देयरफॉर ओनली बाय द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड वन कैन एक्चुअली बिकम प्यूरिफाइड एंड गेट सम अंडरस्टैंडिंग. सो सच्चिदानंद रूपम द लॉर्ड्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म is a very, very esoteric concept, and majority of even transcendentalists are not able to understand that. Lasat kundalam, and there is the earrings swaying to and fro. Lasat kundalam. Uddhav ji is praying in the third canto, Vidura. Janmartha lilo paikum swayoga mayavalam darshayitum vismapanam swastite saubhagarde padam padam bhushana bhushanangam. So I say this form of Krishna, which I was constantly having darshan in Dwarka, yan martya lilopayikum, it is something which one cannot imagine amongst the mortals. Vismapanam swastacha, and Krishna's transcendental form is so attractive and so powerful and transcendentally resplendent that even he himself becomes attracted by his form. Vismapanam swastacha. Krishna's form is astonishing for Krishna himself. Saubhagarde. And it is as if the sum total of all opulences have been condensed in that form. Padam padam bhushana bhushanangam. So normally a bhushan or ornament is considered to enhance the beauty of a part. Of a body part. Earring is supposed to enhance the beauty of the ears. But Krishna and his limbs are so ornately structured, so beautiful, so attractive, that Krishna's beauty is millions of times more attractive than the ornaments. So normally ornaments are supposed to enhance the beauty of the body. But Krishna's bodily limbs enhance the beauty of the ornaments. Padam padam bhushana bhushanangam. So therefore, lasat kundalam, the kundal, is supposed to enhance the beauty of the ears. But the kundal is so fortunate, it is getting an opportunity to associate with Krishna's limbs. And every part of Krishna's beautiful form, Sachidananda Vigraha, is in this way glorified. Gokule Brajamanam. And all the residents of Vrindavan of Gokul are thus engaged in transcendental loving reciprocation with Krishna in his all attractive feature. Eshava Shreya Adhasyat Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarvadurgani Yuyam Anjas Tarishyata. So normally we come to God because typical idea is, I am in problem. My dear God, please solve my problem. But the Brajavasis, their relationship with Krishna is based on love, pure love. And therefore they are more interested in serving Krishna, in having a relationship with Krishna at any cost. So Garagacharya, right at the very outset, he predicts that this boy, Eshava Shreya Adhasyat, will be the cause of great auspiciousness for all of you. Gopa Gokula Nandana. But Anena Sarvadurgani, he will be the cause of all auspiciousness, and by his mercy you will cross all inauspiciousness. So he also predicts that various kinds of inauspiciousness, difficulties, obstacles will come. And in fact, after Krishna's appearance in Gokul, there were so many demons attacking and so many problems and difficulties. So normally, the tendency of the conditioned soul is his comfort seeking. And as soon as a problem comes in any kind of service or a situation, circumstance or a relationship, the first knee-jerk reaction is to get out of that. So that is called Mukti Kami. So the Brajavasis, from the time Krishna appeared, so many demons came and they attacked. And in fact, there were attacks on the whole of Vrindavan also in the form of the Govardhan Leela. And it was on Krishna's advice that they diverted the whole worship to Giriraj. And as a result of that, there was a huge calamity. But the Brajavasis were totally dependent on Krishna and they were totally oblivious to all the other difficulties. They were willing to pay any price for that relationship with Krishna. Anena sarvadurugani yuyam anjas tarisha. So gokule brajamanam. So one should not think that Krishna is there for me to enjoy. The mood of the Brajavasis is we have to protect Krishna and serve Krishna. And in the process, whatever needs to be done, we do like that. So that's what Gargacharya is saying. Ya etasmin mahabhaga pritim kurvanti manavaha. Those are considered to be mahabhagyashali, mahabhaga, pritim kurvanti. One who are able to express love and affection towards this boy. Anena, and he says, narayo abhibhavanti, Vishnu Pakshan. And all those so many calamities will come. This boy will ultimately help you cross over. So therefore, when we talk about the Brajavasis and the reciprocation with Krishna, it was based on pure unalloyed love. And it was not based on seeking some relief, some kind of comfort for themselves. They were willing to shift their whole location from Gokul to Vrindavan, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj very beautifully described in the lecture series at Fogel Ashram, that it was shifting their whole life, practically moving with entire families. They were willing to change all of their current situation so that Krishna can be protected. So we are normally resistant to change. And when there is a prospect that we have to change our lifestyle, make adjustment in our schedules, make changes in the way we think and do things, our first reaction is resistance. And we think it's a big botheration. Therefore, service means that whatever needs to be done for Krishna's sake needs to be done. And that's what the Brajavasis were doing. So Brajavasis should not be considered to be a group of people who are simply enjoying Krishna's association. Gokule Brajamanam. Krishna was there in the midst of all the Brajavasis. But when you say Brajamanam, Krishna was completely surrounded by the Brajavasis. And the Brajavasis were reciprocating. But that reciprocation was based on service. Yashoda bhiyo lukha la dhavamanam. So Yashoda Mai, she was chasing Krishna. And it is described by Shukadeva Goswami that the mood of Vatsali is such that Yashoda Mai considered that yes, I need to protect Krishna. Traya cha upanishad bhischa sankhya yogaischa satvatei upagiyamana mahatmyam harer sa amanyata atmaja. That Supreme Personality of Godhead who is glorified in all the Upanishads, in all the Vedas, as the Supreme Lord, Traya cha upanishad bhischa sankhya yogaischa satvatei. All the satvata tantras are glorifying Krishna. Upangiyamana mahatmyam. If we open the pages of the Vedic literatures, we will see nothing but loud glorification of Krishna's opulences and His power. But Yashoda Mai was so overwhelmed with love. Harer sa amanyata atmajam. She considered Hari to be simply her son who needs to be protected. So therefore, Yashoda, she attracted Krishna's heart and therefore Krishna was running out of fear. Paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. So, in the Damodar Leela, Shukadeva Goswami describes, Nachantarna bahiryasya, that Supreme Lord who doesn't have outside or inside, na purvam na pichaparam, पूर्वापरम बहिर्यस्य जगतो यो जगच्चय. That Lord who is outside and inside of everything, who doesn't have beginning and end, who is unlimited. So Yashoda Mai, she managed to actually capture that Supreme Lord. How is that possible? So therefore, it is only out of affection. Yashoda paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. It is not possible to capture the Supreme Lord by any Vedic process. Yashoda Mai was able to capture him only with love. So therefore he says, tam matva means she considered. So it is not that Krishna had lost his power, but tam matva atmajam. She considered Krishna to be her son, avyaktam martyalingam adhokshajam. So that adhokshaj appeared to her like the sun to be protected. And in this way, she felt that if Krishna is loose and Krishna runs here and there, and he will get injured, and therefore I must protect him. And in this way, Yashoda Mai was running behind Krishna to capture Krishna and bind Krishna. So this is the whole purpose of creation. As Maharaj mentions in one of his lectures, that bhakti is the science of being defeated. So normally in this material world, each one wants to be the supreme, wants to defeat others, one wants to show his prowess. But Eko Bahusyam, the Supreme Absolute Truth at the very beginning of creation, is all alone. And then he expands into many. Why? So that he can have exchanges of love. And the topmost exchange of that love is when that Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Controller, who is at the very beginning of creation all alone, when he is defeated by his devotees, that is the moment he is waiting for. So if the goal of life was to be the Supreme and to defeat everyone else, then the Supreme Absolute Truth would not have expanded only. But he expands himself so that he can have reciprocation, and the summit of that reciprocation is to be defeated. So therefore, we can see that this month of Damodar is very special, where we should pray to Lord that, my dear Lord, you take pleasure in being defeated by your devotees. So may I also take pleasure in being defeated by other devotees and by others in the form of being a servant to everyone and not try to be the master and the controller. Because that tendency is so strong and deeply rooted in our heart. So therefore, when we are offering this lamp in the month of Kartik, when we are praying, Yashoda Bhiyo Lukha Dhavyamanam, Krishna, Lord Damodar took pleasure in being defeated. So may I also take pleasure in being defeated, in being the servant of all other devotees, helping and glorifying the other devotees, which is very, very important. Rudantam hur netram yugmam mriyantam. So Krishna is now crying. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, tasya tasya jano nunam nayam vedor vikramam kalya manopi balino vayor iva ghanavali. Simply by whose power and potency the time factor moves and creates fear. Mad bhayat vati vatoyam suryas tapati mad bhayat. That personality of Godhead who creates fear, strikes terror in the hearts of all through his time factor, he is rudantam muhur netra yugmam mrijantam. He is crying, he is shedding tears like that. Yugmam mrijantam. So he is in the form of a small boy. So when Krishna killed Agasur, tad adbhuta stotra suvadya geetika jayadi naikot Naikotsava Mangala Swanan. So when Agasur was killed, at that time there was celebration by the demigods, because Agasur was a big problem for the demigods. So the celebration and the sound of all the trumpets and bugles, it was reaching up to the higher planets. Tat Adbhuta Stotra Suvadya Geetika. So they were all playing trumpets and drums and this and that and so many things. Jayadi, and they were all glorifying Krishna, saying Jay, Jay. Naik, na ek utsava mangala swanan. It was the most auspicious festival in celebration of the killing of Aghasur. So when this celebration was going on, Shrutva, this was heard by someone who swanamno anti ajagato chirat. So at that point, Aja or Brahmaji heard this celebration, heard these sounds, swadhamno anti, because it was going on very near his abode also. So we can see that whatever Krishna does is so powerful that the effect goes in the whole creation. The demigods, they celebrate. So this was a glorious occasion, but drishtva mahishasya jagama vismayam. Brahmaji, he could not understand this. So when he heard the celebrations and he asked what is going on, then he was told that this boy killed this serpent Aghasur. And therefore even someone like Brahmaji, he can get bewildered according to this pastime by seeing Krishna's leelas, Krishna's potencies. How can a small boy manifest this kind of potency? Rudantam muhur netra yugmam mrijantam. That personality who could kill so many demons sent by Kamsa, and he is crying in front of Mother Yashoda by seeing the stick. So karambhoja yugmena sa atanka netram. So fear has various degrees. So bhaya is one degree, but higher degree of bhaya or fear is atanka. So when we say that, you know, all these terrorists, we call them atankvadi. Right? So bhaya means there is some fear. Oh, something may happen. Something may happen. Something may happen. But still there is hope. Something may not happen also. But atanka means he is there with the gun right in front. And then you have, you know, nothing else to speculate. So that is like the last. So atanka netram. So Krishna's eyes are like full of atanka. So Mother Yashoda, a simple gopi with a small stick, is creating terror in the heart of Krishna. And therefore, like Bhagavatam says, Hasam harer avanata khila lokativra shokasur sagar vishoshana matyudaram. That when one comes in front of the Lord's deity form, what attracts a devotee is his beautiful smiling face. And he says, Hasam harer avanata akhila. Simply by bowing down in front of Krishna's deity, shoka ashru sagara vishoshanam, that glance and the smile can dissipate the ocean of tears in our heart. Shoka ashru sagara. So that personality of Godhead who can actually dissipate the ocean of tears in our heart is crying tears in front of Mother Yashoda. Karambhoja yugmena sa atanka netram. And muhushvasa kampa trirekhanka kantha. Muhushvasa, he's breathing heavily. That Krishna is breathing heavily because of fear. Brahma Samhita says, yashvaisa nishvasita kalam athavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Simply in one breath, millions of universes come out. And millions of universes go in that breath of Mahavishnu. And here Krishna is breathing in and out. Not that universes are coming out. And Mother Yashoda gets bewildered. No, he's just crying and he is experiencing the ecstasy of Vatsalya. Sitagraivam Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. And ultimately, after all this, Krishna agrees to be bound and he becomes famous as Damodar. Damodar. So, our Shukadeva Goswami says, Somatu Svinnagatraya Vistrishta Kavarasraja Drishtva Parishramam Krishne Kripayasit. So, Krishna was seeing that, okay, Yashodama is trying hard. Somatu Svinnagatraya. He saw beads of perspiration on her forehead. Vistrishta kavara, and all the flower garlands are also disarrayed.
So he saw that, okay, she's trying very hard. She's not giving up. Utsaha, nishchayat, dhairyat. And she's very enthusiastic, very cheerful, in spite of repeated failures to serve me. So therefore, Krishna also became very easily pleased and he agreed to be bound. Drishtva parishramam. So drishtva parishramam means seeing the parishram. Kripaya asit swabandhane. And he agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda like that. So, now having described this Leela, then in the next verse, Satyavrata Muni describes that what is the purpose of this Leela? Why the Lord performs this Damodar Leela? So the purpose of performing this Leela is, this is like an advertisement. Iti driksva Leela bhir Ananda Kunde. So through this Leela, he just drowns the residents of Vrindavan in pools of ecstasy. Ananda Kunde. As Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Chandrera Leela Agad Gambhir Pravesha Korite Nare Sparsha Rahitir. All these pastimes of the Supreme Lord, they are like a huge ocean. Huge, fathomless, unlimited ocean. Pravesha Karite Nari. I am not able to enter into it. I am simply standing on the banks and just able to touch. That's it. Sparsha Rahitir. And simply standing on the bank, I am able to touch it. And Kaviraj Goswami is saying that. So what is our position? Out of his humility, he is mentioning this. And just to give us an idea of how these pastimes are so unlimited. So therefore, Ananda Kunde means in ocean of bliss. And what is the idea? So that we can describe these pastimes in the future. Swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. So akhyapayantam means advertisement, glorification. So therefore when someone advertises a product, right, the whole idea is that something is being glorified. So when we discuss this Damodar Leela and throughout the whole month of Kartik, we sing this song and the pastime and offer the lamb. So what happens is, Swaghosham Nimajjantam, Krishna's glories are established. And in this way, Krishna's glories are spread, which is the purpose of this creation, to somehow create that remembrance. As Krishna describes to Uddhava in the 11th canto, Dharma ishtam dhanam nanam yagyoham bhagavatottama dakshina jnana sandesha. He is defining various terms and he says, what is dakshina? Dakshina or remuneration is jnana sandeshat. The definition of dakshina is twofold. One is service. When we receive knowledge from someone, we reciprocate in two ways. By serving that person, and number two, by preaching. By preaching the glories of the Supreme Lord. So this is dakshina as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned. Dakshina jnana sandesha. So therefore, in order to spread the glories or spread the message, Krishna appears in this form. And then he performs this pastime and creates this whole festival for this month so that the glories can be spread like that. And therefore, what is the product being advertised? Tadiyeshita Yeshu Bhaktair Jitatvam. So through the advertisement, Krishna is actually selling this product. What is that? Bhakti. The power of bhakti is such that I am conquered by devotion. Devotion is supreme most. Bhaktair jitatvam. Even I am conquered by bhakti like that. So therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, in the conclusion of this pastime, he says that evam sandarshita yanga harina bhritya varshata. Krishna wants to show that I become conquered by devotee's love. And that devotion is more important than anything else. The power of bhakti, the power of devotion, in order to establish that. And therefore he says, Puna Prematastam Satavritti Vande. And thus I offer my respects and obeisances to that devotion, that prem, that love, millions and millions of times like that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on a South India tour, when he returned back, he met again Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was asking him, how was your tour of South India? And Mahaprabhu, he described the places, and then finally he said that Prabhu kahe eta tirtha kailu paryatan toma sama vaishnav na dekhilo ekajan. I went to many holy places, visited many temples, saw many deities, but toma sama vaishnav na dekhilo ekajan. I never met a devotee like you. So the whole idea of all of these spiritual practices is ultimately that we get sadhu sangha, and then we are actually able to experience love and devotion. And then he says, Ek Ramanandarai, Bahu Sukhadila. I met many, many people, but nobody gave me as much pleasure as one person, Ramanandarai. He gave me so much of bliss, says Bhatta Kahe. Ei lagi mihite kalila. Therefore, I told you to meet him, like that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says. So therefore, the whole purpose of all of the temples and all of these processes is ultimately so that we can experience love and devotion in the association of devotees. Like I was telling this in our self-excellence skills camp, that when the Krishna Balaram temple was being opened, so there was such a big crowd of devotees came for that opening. And it so happened that even the governor had come there for the opening. And the devotees, they had been advertised in the month of December during the marathon that whoever wins the marathon will get an opportunity to stand right in front and have darshan of Prabhupada doing the first aarti. That was like, the announcement, prize money. So, the devotees had worked very hard in the marathon, and during this opening, there was like all of these devotees who had won the marathon, they were right in front. Because this is the moment they were waiting for, and the darshan was about to open. And there was such a stampede, and there were like hundreds and thousands of Brajavasis plus devotees from all over the world, and they were pushing and jostling, and there was such a push that even the governor fell down, and he couldn't balance himself, and the devotees somehow picked him up, and then the darshan opened, and when the darshan opened, Prabhupada was doing this famous aarti of Krishna Balaram temple, Radha Shyam Sundar and Krishna Balaram deities. And at that point, one devotee, Vishakha Mataji, photographer, wife of Yadavar Prabhu, she wanted to take a picture of Prabhupada. So she came and she had no place to stand. So she approached this devotee who was standing there. And this is like Tripurari Maharaj. And she told him that, can you allow me to stand here so that I can click Prabhupada's picture, because he had won the marathon, he was right in front. And he said, I worked hard for more than a month so that I can stand here. So there is no way I am going to move, because I want to have darshan of Prabhupada. So she said, well, if you are standing here, you are having darshan of Prabhupada, but if you allow me to stand here, thousands of devotees in future will have darshan of Prabhupada. And he liked the argument. And he thought, anyway, few minutes only. So he allowed her to stand. And that few minutes, maybe only a couple of minutes, she got an opportunity to, somehow steady her hands in the midst of all the crowds. And she clicked that famous photo. There is only one photo available of that. Prabhupada in his garlands and kurta is doing this aarti of Krishna Balaram temple. It was taken in that one particular moment, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada He has created this society not only for us to experience, but also to create for all future generations wonderful facilities so that they can get connected with Krishna consciousness movement. Like, if you are simply thinking about ourselves, then we will not be able to help others. And Prabhupada's mood was to help others, following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, that governor was later called for another, you know, function of ISKCON. And the first thing he asked was, is it a temple opening? So, Srila Prabhupada, he was so magnanimous and selfless. And here, this particular aspect is being glorified. And the next two verses, he is asking for benedictions. Next three verses. And he's saying, Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhimva na chanyam vrineham varesha dapiha. I do not want liberation. I do not want even entrance into Vaikuntha. He says, I don't want any of these things. I don't want even entrance into Vaikuntha. Like even when Sudama, the Brahman, he was worshipped by the Lord. He was completely overwhelmed. And although Krishna was in Dwarka, Yosav Triloka Guruna, Srinivasena Sambhrita, Paryankasta Shriyam Hritva, Parishwanko Agrajoyata. Krishna embraced him, giving up even the association of Shri. Rukmini Devi was sitting on the throne. Krishna gave up the association of Rukmini. Srinivasena Sambhrita. That Krishna came and embraced Sudama. So Vaikunthapati, Srinivas, he is embracing Sudama. And what is his prayer? Tasseva me sauhrda sakhya maitri dasyam punar janmani janmani syat mahanubhavena gunalayena. My dear Lord, I simply want the association of devotees birth after birth. May I have tasyeva me sauhrda sakhya maitri, friendship, comradeship, affection and love for devotees, janmani janmani, life after life, like that. So therefore, visajjatastak purusha prasanga, may I develop intense attachment for devotees. That's what Sudama is praying. So therefore, he is saying, Nachanyam vrineham vareshad. Even I do not want Vaikuntha, like that. Idam teva purnath gopalavalam. What do I want? I want to see the beautiful form of Lord Gopal. Sadame manasi avirastam kim anyai. If I am able to focus my mind and that form can appear in my mind, millions and millions of other benedictions are of no use. So therefore, these are the two aspects that the Brajavasis demonstrated, protection and affection. Yavat autpatika arishto vrajam nabi bhavet ita tavat balan upadaya yasyamo anyatra sanuga. Our Nanda Maharaj is concerned and is telling Upananda and all others that as long as we are here, Upananda is saying, yavat autpatika, there will be calamities. So they are concerned with Krishna's protection. Brajam na abhibhavet ita, tavat balan. We have to protect Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj and cowherd boys are concerned with Krishna's protection. Yashodama is showering her affection. So therefore, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we are serving Krishna and also we have to be concerned by taking responsibility to protect Krishna's interests and Krishna's mission. And therefore, Sadame manasi avirastam kim anyai. Saying, may that form of the Lord be there. So one should always carry thoughts about Krishna and how to serve Krishna in the heart. And then he kind of focuses further, you know, like a long shot and now close up. He goes closer, you know, and he comes on his face further. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair. So what the eyes are longing for, life after life, is that beautiful form. And they are dissatisfied till one comes across that form. Can never be satisfied till one comes in connection with Krishna. So therefore he says that, alam laksha labhair, I do not want anything more than that. So then having prayed for Krishna in his mind, Then he is becoming a little more bold in the next verse. And he is saying that so far he is only asking for Krishna to appear in the mind. And now he becomes more ambitious in the next verse. But before you can express something very ambitious, you also have to, you know, apply sufficient butter. Or you have to please, or you have to glorify sufficiently. So he is showering a list of adjectives. Namo Deva, O all-powerful Lord. Damodara, O all-merciful one. Ananta, O unlimited. Vishnu, because Lord will say, how can I come and give any benediction? He says, Viveshati iti Vishnu, you are all-pervading, you can come from anywhere. Prasida Prabho, Kartum Akartum Sarvata Kartum iti Prabho. Prabho means all-powerful. Prasida Prabho, Dukkha Jalabdhi, you are so powerful, you are so great, I am so fallen. So both have to be established. Not that you are great, you are powerful, I am also not so fallen. So he is saying, I am most fallen, Dukkha Jalabdhi. And therefore he says, Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu. Kripa Drishti, I am seeking your merciful glance. And Grihana Esha Mam Agyam. I am most ignorant, I am most foolish, I am fallen, I can't do anything. Therefore, for such a low class candidate like me, just manifesting in mind will not be sufficient. Edhi Akshi Drishya, why don't you manifest directly in person? He's going one step ahead. You know? So, this is his mood. So, Krishna is pleased by our service and then he manifests according to our service attitude. And then, so now Krishna may say, okay, I mean, I can't just give benedictions left, right and center. What is your qualification? Who are you? Why should I appear in front of you? No, you have to be Yesham tu antakatam papam jananam punya karmanam. I have already, you know, described in Shastras what are the qualifications. You have to be purified, you have to be qualified, then I appear. So Satyavrata Muni says, I have heard about two personalities in front of whom you appeared. Kuver Atmajau, Baddha Murtyeva. And I heard they were drunk also. Compared to that, I am sober. Baddha Murtyeva Yadvat, Toya Mochitav, Bhakti Vajav Kritavcha. So whereas, they were completely drunk, they were in association of so many women, they were doing sinful activities, still you gave them bhakti. Krishna says, oh, maybe that may have been an isolated case. No, Tatha Prem, I want that same brand. That same flavor of bhakti I want. Grihanesha. Tatha Prema Bhakti Swakame Prayacha Namokshe. Don't just settle me with something, you know, moksha. No, I want that same flavor only. Namokshe Grihomesti, like that. So Krishna is very humble in this pastime when he delivers Nalakuvera and Manigriva. He says, Devarshime Priyatamo. They are glorifying him. Oh, my dear Lord, you delivered us, you saved us, you said, no. Devarshime. Our Narad Muni, he predicted. So the Shreya, the credit for your deliverance goes to Narad Muni. Krishna is so gentle and so humble, he doesn't take credit for their deliverance. These two huge trees can't fall just like that. He has only dragged. Everyone has seen, children have seen. Devarshime Priyatmo Yad Imo Dhanadatmajo Tat Tata Sadeishyami. No, actually because he predicted, I was bound by the devotee's words, so I have to follow what my devotee says. So therefore Krishna's mercy follows the mercy of the devotees. So therefore devotees have great responsibility to act responsibly, to speak responsibly, to behave responsibly, because based on that, Krishna's mercy will follow, as Vishnuacharya Thakur explains in Madhurya Kadambini, that Krishna's mercy follows the mercy of the Madhyamadhikari. So then, in the end, he feels that, okay, all the prayers, you know, whenever you make a petition or some kind of demand or anything, there is always some fear that, okay, there is some kami or something missing, something short. If there is any discrepancy in this prayer, he wants to end it. He wants to finish it off by taking the name of someone whom Krishna likes. Right? When you give your petition, then along with petition you also, if you give something extra along with the petition, then there are more chances of it getting accepted. So, Namaste stu dhamne, spurad deepti dhamne, todiyodaraya vishwasya dhamne. Then he wants to add one more. Namo Radhikaye. He says, it may get rejected, but if I add this name, then it is very likely that it will get accepted. So he just adds Radharani's name. Namo Radhikaye Todiya Priyaye. Namo Ananta Leelaye. And then he adds another thing. Sanatana Goswami says, Ananta Leela refers to Ras Leela. So these are two things which Krishna loves the most. Radharani and Ras Leela. So he's saying, okay, whatever may I have said in the previous verses, if the ending is good, you know, everything is good. As Krishna Prabhu said, you know, there may be so many discrepancies in yatra, accommodation and this and that, but if prasad is good, then people forget. How was the water? No problem. How was the tent? Oh, it was like a palace. No problem. So in the end, whatever ends well, is well. So he says, Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. So in this way, he is making this application to the Supreme Lord. And he is seeking the Lord's mercy through these prayers. So that is the prayer for this month of Damodar, the Damodar Ashtakam, where we can also offer these prayers in this mood and get Lord Damodar's special mercy for our progress in devotional service at whatever level we may be. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.